Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, when you think of the most romantic songs of all time, you might think of Endless Love.
Oh, yeah.
By Diana Ross. Uh-huh. Or maybe Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a heater.
Well, if you ask me, though, there is no song more romantic, more passionate than the classic love ballad, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What do you love? It's not even about love.
I know exactly what he means by E-I-E-I-O.
What?
I know what he's talking about. And it just so happens we have a farmer on the phone today for a second date update. He knows all about how love works on the farm. His name is Andrew.
Is his last name McDonald?
I don't know. Let's find out. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Ooh, you sound like young, hot McDonald.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm talking about, Andrew. Drive that tractor.
Jeez, bro.
I'm sorry. Andrew, are you really a farmer?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
So who's the lucky lady that we're going to be calling today? Or animal? I don't know. What's this person's name?
Her name's Michelle. She's a human.
All right.
Good.
We're off to a very good start.
He's like, she's a piglet.
What do you like about Michelle?
I mean, she's super cute, and she's into, organic fruits and veggies. What's not to like?
Yeah. That's
setting the bar pretty low.
How do you know that? Where did you meet her?
So we actually met when I was at work.
Okay.
So I work on the farm, and on the weekends, I also go and help out at the farmer's market. I set up the booth, and...
That's the classic place to meet some young single women.
Yeah.
No, for real, though. I swear, they only send... I go to the farmer's market often.
Yeah.
They only send the young, attractive-looking people to the tent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot people walking around the farmer's market.
Yeah. For real.
I'm never there.
If you haven't checked out that scene, I definitely encourage it.
I need to.
So, wait, did you hit on her? Did you use, some zucchini joke or something? I'll show you how...
Brooke,
I'm just saying.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I was going to go with eggplant. You could go with all sorts of different vegetables.
This is what happens when you play Old MacDonald Had a Farm for people. They just get all crazy passionate.
It is subliminally sexy. Look at Brooke.
I know. How did you meet Michelle?
So she was checking out the strawberries, and, I gave her a sample.
Uh-huh.
She said thank you. And, gave me a little smile. So I thought she might be into me. But then she started to walk away.
Mm.
So I was like, wait, hold up. And I told her that we have a different variety of strawberry that's even sweeter than that one. And I was like, you have to try it if you're into strawberries.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
This is a good way. It's a good way.
I hope it worked well.
That was a little bit of a white lie, though, because it was the exact same kind of strawberry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were the strawberry.
So wait, did it work?
I gave her another. I mean, she was like, all right. And so she walked back over and I gave her another strawberry.
Just feeding
and
her strawberry.
And she was like, thank you. But then she started to walk away again.
What? She took two samples and didn't buy anything? Are you sure this isn't a red flag?
Well, he offered.
Yeah, I know. Usually when you get a sample, you should really buy.
Right.
So, she started to walk away again. And I was like, hold up. Believe it or not, I have a third variety.
Oh, God. You just keep going 20?
That's so funny.
And they're just the same strawberry.
Yeah.
So she came back, tried the third strawberry. I think she kind of caught on at this point. She was like, your strawberries are really good, but they all pretty much taste the same.
Oh, she called you.
But I tried again. I was like, if you like those three, I actually have 50 other varieties of strawberries
that
are even sweeter than those. And if you want, you can hang out and you can just try all the different varieties of strawberries.
All right.
And, I think at that point she knew I was kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where does the date come in? Is this the date? Was the date later?
So, she left. And so I was like, look, I'm about to go on break. So I asked if she wanted to hang out. So, we started walked around the rest of the farmer's market.
That's a good place to have a first date, right?
It's a great place. I mean, there's lots of flowers and vegetables and fruits. And
the mood is pretty much set for you.
Yeah, but you guys, he's at work. I mean, how long could this have been? What was your break? 15, 30 minutes?
It was a 30-minute break.
Okay. So in that 30 minutes, did you guys connect?
I mean, she was, pretty impressed with my farming knowledge and my knowledge of organic produce and all that. Told her that she definitely should stay away from the baby asparagus. It's a total ripoff.
Oh, baby asparagus is a ripoff. That's good.
Tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the farmer's mouth.
Don't go for that.
I didn't even know baby asparagus was a thing.
I know, me neither. But I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, no. So we're walking around, and we came across a woman who reads tarot cards in a little hat.
Oh, okay.
And I offered to buy her a reading, and she was like, no, you don't have to do that. But I was like, look, it's just $5, and it'll be fun. So,
nice.
You know, she went into the booth, and I wasn't with her during this part. But when she came out of the reading, she was blushing because she said the psychic told her that she would find an incredible love today.
What?
No.
I mean, how could the psychic know that when a cute man just paid for her reading? How could she ever figure that out?
It's crazy, right? I mean, definitely well worth the $5.
Yeah. I mean, that psychic was a good wing woman.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Did you go in for the kiss right there?
No, I didn't. But, you know, so I got her number, waited a few days. Then I texted her, but no response. So the next day, you know, I sent her another text. And nothing. So at that point, I was like, well, I don't know, maybe she, like, gave me a fake number or ghosted or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, at this point, I don't know what's going on. Like, did she change her mind? Did she have a boyfriend?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities because you don't really know her that well.
I mean, maybe the great love that she was going to meet that day wasn't you.
Oh.
Maybe it was the guy at the jams tent.
Oh, no, not the jams, bro.
I know. Girl can't resist a good apricot jam.
Dude, I hope that's not true, because that guy's a douchebag. Oh,
that is true.
I know, those little tiny spoons.
Yeah, you know those jam bros.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back, and we'll call Michelle for you and try and get you your second date update.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in, we've got Farmer Andy on the phone with us today for a second date update. And I'm going to make a psychic prediction.
Okay.
Ooh, this is rare.
I'm looking deep into my crystal microphone.
Huh? No, it's not crystal.
It's crystal. I'm rubbing it. Well, and I'm seeing a very warm, very passionate kiss in the near future for Andrew.
Uh-oh, Andrew.
All that in the mic.
Okay. How did I know that was coming?
Prediction came true, Andrew. How was that for you?
That was all right.
Just very
right.
Long.
You gotta step up your kissing.
Yeah.
I should have used more tongue with that.
Oh, Patrick.
No,
seriously though, right. I predict a successful second date for Andrew today.
Okay.
Because if you're just tuning in, Andrew works on a farm and he ended up meeting a woman named Michelle while she was checking out the strawberries at his booth at the farmer's market. And they hit it off, they had walked around a little bit, and they stopped for a psychic reading, and the lady there told her she predicted that she would meet an incredible love that very day.
Whoa. Wow, dude. I know, tarot cards never lie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I believe in that stuff.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it's a good sign no matter what, right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who wouldn't believe a psychic?
Yeah, totally.
That's their slogan, I think.
Michelle has not spoken to Andrew since that happened, though. Uh-oh. So we're going to give her a call right now, and we're going to try and figure out what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Andrew.
All right.
Thank you.
Dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Michelle, please?
Speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
What is this about?
This is about your dating life.
Dude.
Is that not true?
It is, but it comes off creepy.
Oh, okay. This is about your romantic life.
Yeah, there it is.
That's not better.
I'm sorry. What? What are you talking about?
Confused.
Okay, well, we do a segment on our show called a second date update. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
You guys do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a radio show. We do a radio show. It's on every morning. You should listen, especially since you're going to be on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So recently a guy reached out to us about you. His name is Andrew. Or maybe he introduced himself as Farmer Andy. I don't know what he called himself.
That's what we're calling him.
But you met him at a farmer's market.
He's a strawberry guy.
Yeah.
All right. So Andrew told us a little bit about how you guys met.
Okay.
He said that you were looking at the strawberries and he had you taste one and then a second one and then a third.
Yeah, that was cute. It was cute enough.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, he told us that you guys walked around a little bit, and he told you about the produce there, said stay away from baby asparagus, apparently.
That was probably the highlight, was learning about baby asparagus ripoff. So.
Oh, that's okay. The highlight?
What?
Because he told us you had a psychic reading after that where you had a very good prediction.
I mean, he paid $5 for tarot cards, I heard.
Yeah, guess he did.
Are you, like, against psychic readings and he didn't know it? I don't know.
No, I'm not against psychic readings. Do you really want to know? Because I really don't want to embarrass him. Like,
no, I don't really want to know.
Of course we want to know.
I don't want to know, but Andrew really cares about this. And he would love to know the reason why, because he feels like you guys connected.
And he listens to our show, so he knows that people get embarrassed during this segment all the time. I mean, it's kind of like the waiver you have to sign before you call us.
All right. So between all of his strawberries tasting the same and the tarot cards, it was just a little too, like, perfect to the point where I was like, something doesn't smell right. And it's not the baby asparagus. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went back to the tarot card lady when Andy went back to work, and I asked her if she knew Andy. She said yes, because she's there every weekend with him. And basically, I flipped her $20 to tell me the truth about whether or not her reading was accurate.
The reading where she said you'd meet the love of your life that day.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so I didn't know if she was just doing Andy a solid or if she actually found that in the cards, because that would have been significant.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd she say?
Turns out that Andy gives her a little tip off every week by giving her fresh produce. And if she ever brings somebody over, she'll give a positive reading.
No.
I called that.
It was all a setup?
Duh. I mean, but that's...
It was all a setup.
Why is that so bad? I mean, yeah, he tries it on other girls, but he's still single. It's still a cute move. I don't know.
Well, now it's not authentic.
Yeah, he does it to every girl.
But you were honestly going to make the decision on whether or not to date him based on this tarot card reading.
Like, he was trying to construct this relationship, and it just felt really dishonest.
Okay. Insincere.
Yeah, insincere, and it just left a real bad taste in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is that bad? I would still give him a chance, like give him a one-date chance, because maybe that's just how he tries to get a date. But
yeah,
he didn't ever even go on a date with him.
It's his finishing move. If you guys connected before all of that, is that really enough to completely write him off?
I asked the tarot card lady how many times he's done this.
Okay.
5. She told me 5.
So that's why he's so
good. And it hasn't worked yet. That's the dumb part, is he keeps paying for it.
Or it does work, and he uses the girls and doesn't call them back.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. Let's find out how often it actually works. Andy? Andy, you there?
Hey, guys. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We forgot to tell you this, Michelle, but Andrew's been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Another setup.
Yeah, right?
I want to say that. That's psychic, you know, she's an alcoholic, and I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
What you just went with?
She's an alcoholic?
What?
Andrew, are you talking about Michelle, or are you talking about the psychic?
Oh!
No, the psychic.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling Michelle. I'm saying, Michelle, look, that psychic is an alcoholic. And
can't be trusted.
Andy, don't double down. Just tell me why you would do that.
I mean, look, I did it, but I only did it because... You know, I really liked you, and I wanted to spend more time with you outside of work. And, you know, I wasn't sure if you'd want to hang out.
Yeah, but your reaction is to throw your friend under the bus and tell me that she's an alcoholic. Like, I'm pretty sure you're also going to be a terrible friend in addition to being a terrible lying boyfriend.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, we know each other. I wouldn't say we're good friends. It's kind of a mutually beneficial arrangement. She gets free strawberries and
that she could turn them into moonshine, according to you.
Right?
No, I mean, it's not like that. I mean, you know, I know Methuselah, and she just really shouldn't have run her mouth like that.
Methuselah?
Oh, God.
So the fact that you got caught is why she shouldn't have run her mouth like that.
Ooh.
Got it.
I mean, the free produce is over. That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cutting her off.
Andrew, wow. I was sticking up for you. Why didn't you just come back and say, man, you know what? It is a terrible scheme, but it was the way I needed to meet you. Or, so, you know, just be honest for a second.
listen, guys, you don't know how hard it is to meet women when you work on a farm. You're way out there in the country, no one around. You guys need a layoff.
Is this your only shot?
I mean, I sympathize with you, dude. You work with a bunch of animals. A lot of weird stuff can happen out there. You're desperate for love.
It's an all produce farm, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
whatever you want to do with your produce is your own business. But
God.
I'm just saying, why don't you try being honest with Michelle? Talk to her about how you felt about her rather than bagging on the psychic.
Andy, be honest with me. Now or never, dude. Talk to me.
Come on, Andy. Speak from the heart. From the artichoke heart. Let's go.
I will say the one thing you have working for you, Andy, is that Michelle, at least he took this much work in calling us just to get you on the phone. That has to mean something.
Does it, though?
Always has to use a third party. Yeah.
I mean, like, the fact that he didn't tell you in advance that it was a scheme, he needed me to tell you that.
That's true. That's he lied point. To us.
I mean, like, it wasn't a scheme so much as just like a cute, it's like a cute little thing, you know? It's not.
Andy, you will not have any problems trying to pull the wool over somebody else's eyes. You don't have a hard time meeting girls because you're at the market every week.
Oh, she's not falling for
it. No.
Well, hold on, Michelle. Before you start pulling wool all over the place, let me just ask you one thing. Would you like to go out with Andy one more time? We will pay for a second date for... Well, hold on. Let me finish my sentence. We'll pay for it.
Let me think about it. No.
Wow. Andy, I'm sorry, dude.
That's okay. I mean, hey, there's a lot of girls like strawberries. I'll be all right.
That's true. You know what? There's probably some listeners out there that would love to taste your berries. So text into 78592. If you're a berry queen, would you like to go out with Andy?
Oh, my gosh.
That is a title.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it, but I really don't need your help. Methuselah and I, we've got this.
All right, bro. Good luck.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.